and welcome to my podcast. This is the Charmed Life Podcast. I am your host, Trisha Carr. I am an intuitive, I'm an empathic channel, multidimensional medium, animal telepath, and a spiritual teacher. And this is a podcast about spirituality, magic, metaphysics, mysticism, and the unconditional love frequency that exists in both the cosmos and in nature. And this particular episode has a lot to do with that frequency. And from the perspective, I guess you may say from nature, but it's even greater than that. So what I'm going to share with you in this episode is kind of download something that I channeled through during a class in my Mystic Arts Academy. If you're interested in that, you can find a link below. And in this class, what came through from and during the channeling portion was the concept of having a practice of hope. Now, we hear all the time about having a gratitude practice, and the gratitude practice is powerful. And yes, we should and would do very well by having a gratitude practice. Gratitude practice is about, you know, taking that time in your devotional moments, whether it's in your session of meditation or times of prayer or even mini or micro meditations throughout the day, to actually have gratitude, to enhance the energy of gratitude within you. And one reason why I think gratitude is so powerful for actually manifesting, you know, people do a gratitude practice, and after they have this going, they may have a gratitude journal or just have it a part of their affirmations practice. And then they'll find themselves manifesting, you know, creating things showing up in magical, miraculous, and synchronistic ways. And I think the reason that that happens like that in such an evidential way, gratitude practice equaling some manifestation, is because energy is literal. What I mean by that is that when you hold an energy, when you hold a frequency, then that is the frequency that you will see. Now, what I mean by literal is that it isn't a complementary kind of energy. Literal means that I hold the frequency of gratitude, meaning I am abundant. I am grateful for this. That is an awareness of having, an awareness of being blessed. Holding that frequency of awareness of being blessed and having it move all throughout your light body and all throughout your field of light, that then activates it in the natural field, in the field of matter, because energy is literal. So if you're holding gratitude, you're feeling gratitude, which is an abundant, a full and blessed energy, then more fullness, blessedness, and abundance will then manifest or become material in your experience. That's how literal, that's what I mean by literal, that energy is literal, as opposed to complementary or cause and effect. I think that's sometimes what we think energy is, because humans are very cause and effect. A complementary kind of cause and effect way to look at energy in the way that humans do it is, let's say I get angry and then someone becomes passive, you know, or I'm assertive and someone becomes passive, or vice versa. I'm passive and then someone is going to then assert toward me. That is not what we're talking about when we're talking about the basis of energy. The first, the primary fundamental plane of energy is that it is literal. Now, there is cause and effect. That is a universal law. But the reason that something like a gratitude practice brings in more to be grateful for is because energy is literal on that fundamental plane of creation, of the creator frequency. So that's gratitude. Gratitude is, it does operate in our electromagnetic field, and it operates in a cause and effect sense, because you create the cause of gratitude and then there are more reasons to be grateful. And in your field, gratitude is like the electric energy. So let me explain that. You've heard of, and you probably understand, that our energy field is electromagnetic. So electric energy, the function, this function of electric energy is that of the assertion, that of the light moving forward. And this is akin to, if we are talking about the human movement of energy, it is akin to thought. Gratitude is an electric energy. And so we have the practice of gratitude. That's wonderful. Now let's talk about the practice of hope and how it fits into this understanding. The practice of hope, hope is a magnetic frequency. It's like the complement to the gratitude. Hope is opening your heart and pulling toward you unconditionally, positively, that which it's basically when you activate gratitude, then hope is also activated as a magnet to bring to you more of that which creates gratitude, that which creates abundance. And if you spend time like you do with your gratitude practice, specifically on the hope practice, then you can enhance this work even more, because it's already happening. When you have a deep and profound state of gratitude feelingly, hope actually opens up. So now the advice, the offering of a practice is to consciously point your awareness to the hope. Activate feelingly in your whole field of light, hope. And even as this hope magnetic frequency in your electromagnetic field, as I channeled this, as this came through, guides gave me the acrostic to use to help to activate hope. Heart open, positive expectation. Heart open, positive expectation. Now you can use those letters and assign different words to that acrostic of HOPE, heart open, positive expectation. But this is an offering for you. This has been working for me. And let's break that down a little bit. Heart open. Just imagine, feel, even sense or see your heart open like a flower, that energy, that chakra open and spinning. And it spins like a pulling, like a magnetic field as it spins. It's drawing in. And its openness makes it that much more charged up. And then the positive expectation, once again, this is important to keep it unconditional. Because when we are unconditional with our positive expectancy, that leaves us open to full co-creation with God, with Source, with nature, and your mother Gaia, and all of the guides of light who would be present in just the whole field of creation, of creator. It makes you well aligned to be a co-creator, to be a part in co-creation. You see, when we place expectations with conditions, those conditions are saying, this is the limit of my creation. I've already created this much and I'll take no more. Now, we want miracles, right? We want beautiful, unexpected things to happen. So to be unexpected and exciting and beautiful and miraculous, then we have to have positive expectancy that is unconditional. That's where we can expect the unexpected, but only in the positive sense. Heart open, positive expectation. And pointing that heart toward the forward journey on your path of light. You have the gratitude. And that's the presence. That's the here and now abundance. And then open, heart open, positive expectation. Now you are magnetizing to you. And this magnetic energy is a divine feminine energy. And this is how we birth new things, birth new life, our own new life. And so to activate this even more, I have a channeled message that I transcribed, I brought it through, and I recorded it so that it can be an activation with some nice tones with it. And the tones are very consciously curated as well, a little bit of music and sound design. Now, this will be slightly altering. It's not, I don't fully induce you like in a meditation or in hypnosis. So it would be safe for you to listen to this as you are moving about in some other way, even driving. But just make sure that you are keeping yourself focused as well on the task at hand. But do listen with your heart. Rather than listening with that logical mind, listen with your heart. And even right now, if you want to imagine or sense that your heart is opening like a flower to the sun. And I'll tell you that the energies through which this is channeled, or the guides who are giving this, well, in the forefront is what is being identified as Divine Mother. Divine Mother. Now, for us as humans, our connection to Divine Mother is Gaia, Mother Earth. She is our Divine Mother. And as I channeled this, and then I looked back at it and kept seeing Divine Mother and saw that Gaia was mentioned once, but the reason why Divine Mother was the identity here is I questioned the energy after I brought through the message. And the answer I got was that it is expanded, this channel came through with an even, it is Gaia energy, but it's even greater, for she's drawing upon all of Divine Mother, all of the whole universe, including you, how you are a Divine Mother. And that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter whether you've had children or not. And each and every one of us is a part of Divine Mother. And so it is Divine Mother with her hosts of light. So these are angels and ancestors and all who are ready and who are already supporting. And also mentioned is Divine Heart. Divine Heart is one. And so this is a Divine Heart activation for hope. Heart open. Positive expectation. Your Divine Heart activation by your Divine Mother. Heart open, positive expectation. From Divine Mother and her hosts of light, angels, ancestors, and guides of light. Call her by Gaia, and call her all. Divine Mother holds the Divine Heart. And so begins your activation of magnetic hope. Heart open, positive expectation. We begin with blessings to your hearts, for we also feel the pain and sorrow that is contained within the heart for so many. You are invited to this safe and sacred space to open up the areas of your heart that may be closed tightly because of the pain held within. It is safe to open your heart. We stand at the ready to catch the burden that may release from your heart. Like a midwife catching the newborn child, Divine Mother, angels, ancestors, and all guides of light stand at the ready to receive any release of your heart. And it shall be as being reborn. Your heart is the oracle that the whole universe welcomes. So as gently as you like, open your heart, and as any sorrow releases, welcome the lightness opened up within. Sense the lightness. Call the lightness into your heart. And your blessed heart becomes one with the field of light. Blessings upon you. Blessings of the divine heart. Divine heart is one. Divine heart is one. We welcome you to the magnetic frequency of hope. We seek hope in your heart, for your heart is one with divine heart. As the divine mother knows you, sees you, feels you, and blesses you by name, so is the positive expectancy activated in your heart. Heart open, positive expectation. Bless and receive support from the Divine Mother. Bless and receive the fusion of the Divine Heart. Heart open, positive expectation. Blessings upon you. Blessings of the Divine Heart. Divine Heart is one. Divine Heart is one. Heart open, positive expectation. Blessings upon you. Blessings of the Divine Heart. Divine Heart is one. Divine Heart is one. Thanks for tuning in. I love you, whoever you are. Hey everyone, it's that time of year again. Time for the Intuitive Intensive. The Intuitive Intensive is a 12-week immersive educational and group coaching program designed to blast open your psychic intuitive abilities.
There's no going back. I can't unsee all the things that I've seen. I can't unfeel all the things that I've felt. It's been life-changing, not just because of everything that I've learned, but everything that I've experienced.
I am always so afraid of being seen. That's something that makes me want to hide. But this is just making me want to come out.
Class begins January 18th, 2021. Registration is open now and all levels of development are welcome. Serious students only. This program is taught by myself, Trisha Carr, and Crystal Ann Compton. Find the link to read more and register in the description below. We hope to see you in class.